Vishnu Sahasranama, name 770, Gadagraja. Very easy understanding of this name. Is the elder brother of Gada. Gada is a name. And Agraja means born before. So he's the elder brother. We also have the term Anuja, as in Ramanuja. That is a name of Lakshman. It's also a name of Krishna, being the younger brother of Balaram. And then we have Gadagraja, who's a younger brother of Krishna, who's not so very well known. His name is mentioned several times in the Bhagavatam, but there's not much information about him. His name is mentioned several times in the name Gadagraja. I'll give an example, a verse that Srila Prabhupada quite often quotes. Shvavidvara-hoshtra-karai-sangstuta-purusha-pashu-hu nayad-karna-pato-petas-jatu-nama-gadagrajaha. Which means that persons who are like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses praise similar persons who are like animals, and they don't like to enter even their ears to hear about the name, form, qualities, and pastimes of Gadagraja. So here, it doesn't really say anything about Gada except to signify that Gadagraja means Krishna, except to signify that this is a well-known name of Krishna. There are some names we're having in Vishnu Sahasranam, just like the names we've just had, Pragraha, Nigraha, Vyagra. These words are not generally known as names of Krishna, but among devotees of Krishna, those who are fond of reciting and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, they'll know that Gadagraja is a common name of Krishna, and it comes up several times. Even the gopis, they, speaking to Uddhava, who has come on Krishna's order to bring a message from Krishna, from Mathura, to the gopis in Vrindavan, one of the things they say to him, this is in the Brahmara Gita, one of the most rasik sections of the Srimad Bhagavatam, showing the glories of the gopis, and especially Srimati Radharani, although her name isn't mentioned. So one of the things that they say to Uddhava, one of the verses recorded there, Kachit Gadagraja Somya Karoti Pura Yoshitam Preeting Na Snigda Savrira Haso Darek Shanarchitaha. Gentle Uddhava, because Uddhava is here addressed as Somya, not by name. Somya, gentle. Gentle Uddhava is the elder brother of Gada, now bestowing on the city women the pleasure that actually belongs to us. We suppose those ladies worship him with generous glances full of affectionate shy smiles. The gopis feeling feminine jealousy, which is completely on the transcendental platform, they refer to Krishna as Gadagraja. This emphasizes that Krishna in Mathura is known as the son of Vasudev, because Gada was a child of Vasudev by one of the wives of Vasudev. In the commentary, which is given following Parashara Bhatta, it said that Gada's mother is Sunama, but from the Srimad Bhagavatam, we have versions by Rohini and by Deva Rakshita, a sister of Devakis, who was married to Vasudev. So he's often mentioned in the Bhagavatam as a great fighter. Well, not often, but here and there, because he's not often mentioned. Here's an interesting point from Sumadva Vijaya, the biography of Madhvacharya, written by a contemporary of Madhvacharya, Narayan Pandit. In the Sumadva Vijaya, Narayan Pandit Acharya describes that one younger brother of Madhvacharya was so devoted to Madhva and served him with such intense love and devotion that younger brother of Madhvacharya was to Madhvacharya like Lakshman was to Rama, like Arjuna was to Bhima, and was like Gada to Krishna. So we can see that he was very dear to Krishna. We don't hear so much about him, but he was very dear and very close to Krishna in Krishna's pastimes outside of Vrindavan. One of the commentators states that in her letter to Krishna, Rukmini calls him by the name Gadagraja. We don't find that in Bhagavatam. It's probably from Vishnu Purana. Another meaning altogether is given, actually there are several other meanings given. Another meaning is given by Shankaracharya, who no doubt is aware of the etymology of Gada Agraja, the meaning that Krishna is the elder brother of Gada, but he gives another meaning, and there's nothing wrong there. It's all very good. Shankara sees the name as Nigada Agraja. Nigada meaning meaning mantra. Nigada and Agraja, born, so it means Agraja means born of, so born as a result of mantras. And he gives the example, Shankara gives the example of Lord Rama, who was born of the Putra Kameshti Yajna. The yajnas, of course, a main component is the offering into the fire, but another absolutely essential component is the chanting of mantras. And according to the mantras chanted, the result of the yajna will be forthcoming. And Shankara also accepts the elder brother of Gada as his second interpretation. So he doesn't reject it, but he gives another meaning first. He's well aware of that. Another meaning, Satyadeva Vashishta, he who pervades those who walk and talk. And again, it's a different breakup of the Sanskrit, Gada, meaning walking, Agra, meaning talking, and Ja, that gives the sense of born of, but it can, in that sense, can be extended to mean pervading. And therefore, he pervades as the soul all those who walk and talk. In other words, he is the life of those who walk and talk. Jivanam sarvabhuteshu. We can walk and talk as long as we have life. Life is given by Krishna. Then another meaning from Satyadeva Vashishta is that he is the foremost among those who produce sound. And sound, shabda, we know is Shabda can generally mean sound, but it particularly refers to the Vedas, the Shruti. The Shruti is the eternal sound of the Vedas, which are manifested as sound. We say they're books, but they're not books. They may be committed to books later, but they're originally sound. And the Smriti is, that is different. That is books. But Shruti is sound, which is heard, and Shabda is the sound. So Shabda can mean any sound, but specifically in the Vedic context, it means the mantras of the Vedas. And so many people recite the Vedic mantras. Brahmanas especially are meant for doing so. Pathanam means to recite the Vedas. That's the general meaning. Kshatriyas and Vaishyas also do. They can also recite the Vedic sounds, although Brahmanas especially, it's their duty to do so. But the best among those who recite the Vedic sounds is Krishna. He is, although the Vedas are eternal, he is the source of them, which might sound contradictory, but as an example, an analogy can be given of the sun, which from our perspective is eternal, is eternally existing, and eternally giving out tremendous heat and light. So what is produced from it is eternal, but still the sun is the source of it. So Krishna is the best of those. And Krishna, he also recites the Vedas. He comes as Matsya avatar, Hayagriva avatar, to refurbish or again give the Vedas, which means he speaks them. When the Brahmanas recite the Vedas, that sound, they're able to recite that sound because Krishna gives them the intelligence by which they can memorize it, by which, and gives them the physical ability to repeat in exactly the right to exactly the right pitch. So Krishna's there always, and Krishna himself, during his householder life in Dwaraka, would daily perform yagyas, which either his home yagyas as a kshatriya, he was duty bound to do that, and he would from time to time engage brahmanas in special sacrifices. And kshatriyas, of course, they would maintain so many brahmanas in just to be there and recite the Vedic mantras. And some of them may worship in the temple also, they may teach also. But one main duty for keeping brahmanas, kshatriyas would maintain them, so they can perform yagyas and chant the Vedic mantras for the auspiciousness of the world, and particularly for the auspiciousness of the kingdom. And that was a standard thing. We see in Mahabharata that the troops, they would go out to fight every morning, and they would go out, first the brahmanas would chant mantras for their protection and for their victory. On both sides, they would do so. That was essential before going for fighting. The different fighters might boast about their abilities, but they would not go out without first taking the blessings from the brahmanas who recite mantras, which can be extremely powerful. Not in Kali Yuga, we won't find. The power is vitiated by a totally sinful atmosphere. And the brahmanas, unfortunately, they've lost their potency. We have the Maha Mantra. So the foremost of those who produce sound is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gai Gaura Madhur Shore. He's chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He's the foremost of those who chant the Maha Mantra. Krishna is the foremost reciter of the Vedas. Coming up soon is a very important name. All the names are important, but this one, in my humble estimation, is very important for our understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Coming up soon, Chatur Vedavit, he who knows the four Vedas. So we'll discuss more about that there. When we come to that point, Krishna willing, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, who introduced us to this Vedic knowledge and Vedic way of life, to Gadagraja, so that now we no longer fall in the category of persons within whom whose ears do not fall topics of Gadagraja. In other words, we do hear about Krishna. We've been saved from animalistic life. Shvavidvara hoshtra karai, living like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses without hearing about Krishna. Now we are hearing about Krishna. Very grateful to all of those who encourage me by listening to these talks. It is gratifying that in this dark world, in this dark age, there are people who are interested to hear about Krishna in a manner which is meant for increasing our appreciation of Krishna. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada often ended his talk saying that. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Vancha kalpa tarubhyas chakripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nithaya chunakam padaya nipatya kritva chakakushatam etadaham ravimi. Hey, sadhava sakala eva vihaya durat, goranga chandra charane kuruta anuraga. Parivadatu jano yata tata va nanu mokaro na vayang vichara yamaha. Hari rasa madira madati mata bhuvi vilutama natama nirvisham. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.